COVID, Israel, Palestinian protests on American college campuses. What's next? Welcome to Hidden Agenda on Grand Forks Best Source, brought to you by Executive Properties. Are you still putting off that project around the house that's been bugging you forever? Do you think you can wait until spring and call a contractor and have the work done ASAP? Well, good luck with that. Executive Properties has openings right now to get that project done. In fact, you can check out their Google reviews. Aaron says Chris and his team did a spectacular job on the damage to my aunt's garage and siding. Kept us up to date on the progress, and the finished product was amazing. Thank you for your professionalism and hard work. Hey, get that project done sooner than later. Call Executive Properties, 701-330-1273. Alrighty, and again, our show today brought to you by Executive Properties, Hidden Agenda, David Waterman with the Midwest Public Health Coalition in the studio, along with Paul, the producer. If you have any questions or comments, hey, feel free to call or text. Our number is 701-213-0863, 701-213-0863. Let's get it out of the way right away. Let's do our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. How do you deal with cow farts contributing to global warming? How do we deal with cow farts contributing to global warming? Catalytic converters. Nobody liked that one. I thought that was pretty good. Here we go. Joe Biden, least popular president in 75 years. We might have said that last week, but now it's 75 years. His disapproval rating now at 55.4%. His approval rating is at 38.6%. Now, if we were to compare Barack Obama, who I thought was probably one of the worst we've ever had, was at 48.7% approval rating. George W. Bush was at 47%. Joe Biden, 38.6%. Wow, that's over 12 percentage points almost less than Obama. I don't know if any of you guys have, all the big news with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem and killing her dog. I don't know if you guys know this about Joe Biden's dog. Joe Biden's dog has actually attacked at least 24 Secret Service people. At least 24. And Governor Noem says his dog should suffer the same fate as the dog that she shot and killed. It's a little different. He's not a worthless hunting dog. This is a dog that is attacking people. That is a little bit different. And for all you smart college kids, pro-Palestinian student protesters that are going to be screwed, that's according to Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary. All these kids that are out there protesting, because right now employers, they'll be able to identify you through AI. And So good luck, because they will be watching that, you guys that are so smart and brilliant. Now, talking about college kids, this is something I want to talk about. Of course, the Biden administration, they released the fact that they're forgiving student loans. Well, I got in a little Facebook feud yesterday with an ex-coworker because her student loans were forgiven. And we argued and blah, 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 blah. But there's a guy. I actually studied music for 9 years. 9 years in college studying music. $250,000 in student loans just to basically go hang out and go to college. Because obviously, if you're studying music for 9 years, you don't plan on graduating. $250,000 in student loans are now forgiven. What does that do for our country? We're already how many $1 trillion in debt? We're going billions in dollars in debt every day. Anyway, I'm done. You can now go to Rumble. We're leaving Facebook and YouTube. So there we go. David Waterman, Midwest Public Health Coalition, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm well. I'm trying to figure out what's going on in this world. I mean, you know what? Every time we think that the world can't get any crazier, it gets crazier. Mm-hmm. So I want to... And it's raining today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't tell in here because...
We need it.
We patched the roof, so it doesn't...
No. You know, people are saying, we need moisture, we do, but in the last week, I figure I've got almost 4 inches in my house. So before that blast on Sunday, I had about 2 3/4, and we got some Sunday, and now today. So I'm guessing it's probably close to 4 inches.
And you know what's causing all this weird weather, right? Because there's weird weather all over the place. It's global warming.
Oh, okay. That's or chemtrails or something.
It's,
yeah.
And yeah. So global warming is the reason. And you know what causes global warming? Donald Trump.
Oh, sure he does. Yeah. He
He's the cause of global warming. Donald Trump and and what's her name? Carrie Lake. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump. See, what happened was Donald Trump and Carrie Lake, they got together and they said, hey, let's do something fun. Let's create global warming and destroy the planet. And they said, okay. And then they came up with, they said, let's have our own baby and we'll call her Stormy Daniels. and so that. But, you know, I've got to be careful what I say because somebody who is normally not a listener of this show mm-hmm. might just tune in, someone from the left,
yeah,
and they might
yeah.
actually believe that
yeah.
and start saying, Trump yeah. is Stormy Daniels' father.
Yeah.
By the way, she's a really messed up woman. She's not just a porn star. She's demonically probably possessed. I mean, she actually does tarot cards. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah, she does. She reads tarot cards, and she invokes demons.
Oh.
So, yeah, very, very, very bad news woman. I personally, I think somebody that invokes demons can't be trusted on the witness stand if they ever.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen.
She's going to swear an oath. But if you invoke demons, you speak to demons.
Your head spin around at a 360.
Look, honesty, truth is a Judeo-Christian concept, right?
Well, yeah.
That's an ethic that's borne out by people that fear God.
Mm-hmm.
But someone that doesn't fear God, someone that talks to demons, why would they tell the truth? Satan doesn't tell the truth. You know what Jesus called Satan? He called him the father of lies.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Jesus said when Satan lies, he speaks his own native tongue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yep. that's his native right. tongue, right. to lie.
Yep, the lie.
So why would we trust anybody who invokes the ones who follow Satan? Anyway, so that's just that. Morning, Paul.
Morning. Going back to your student loan forgiveness thing, mm-hmm. It just drives me nuts because it's not student loan forgiveness. Student loans have like a really, really low interest rate.
Yeah.
If you wanted to help people, you'd pay off their credit card debt or something.
Sure, sure.
And it's not the schools have already been paid.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's being forgiven is the banks.
Well,
the banks are the ones that are getting paid.
Well, aren't the banks going to still have to pay for it, though? Who pays for it?
That's what I mean. So
they're out the money.
Yeah. So, so the mm-hmm. the loan is that they're forgiving. All they're doing is they're just paying off the banks.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So what happens is the students take out the loan from the banks. Biden then says, okay, we're going to take your tax dollars and we're going to use that, your tax money, mm-hmm. the tax money you paid, we're going to pay off their loans with your money, and we're going to give that money to the banks. So, so Biden's giving the money to the banks to pay off the loan that the student took. And so they get a free. So here's the thing. It's great for the left because the students all got free indoctrination, right?
Yep.
They didn't have to pay for their indoctrination mm-hmm. into the leftist cause at these universities. And the banks get their money back. Not as much interest, but they get the money back.
And who
really wins is the American taxpayer
sure.
because our dollar is now worth less.
Right. And it was funny because when this first post first came out yesterday, yay, look at the copy of the letter saying your loan's forgiven. And I replied, bullshit. And then, well, I don't know what you think about that, blah, blah, blah. But you know how hard or how little us radio people make and blah, 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 blah. And if you wanted to argue about this, you should use your own social media page. Okay, first off, I know how little radio makes.
So this person you're talking to is somebody that's in radio?
Yes, yes.
Oh, you don't know anything about that, do you?
Right, right.
You would know nothing about that.
I was in the business before she was born. so I know how little we make or how little radio people make. But I also know I went to school for 1 year. I don't know how you had to take so many student loans out that you're still paying for them to get a job in radio. And another thing, if you're going to tell me you argue about that stuff on your own page, why did you post it? Why did so all your libtard friends could agree with you? I mean, you put it out there on social media, social, for everybody to see. And I'll probably be blocked from her now, but I don't really care. You put it out there for people to reply. I replied, if you don't like it, block me.
So can I ask a question about
that?
Yes. Because I don't know who this person is. And you're being, I think, gracious and not saying her name.
Mm-hmm.
She's complaining. Do you know how little radio pays? But didn't she get a degree in radio?
I don't know.
Or she studied radio in college?
Is there a such thing in the four-year college or whatever?
For slow learners.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. I don't care
if you could learn any. But here's the point. Didn't she take a job in the radio?
Yeah.
Didn't she study something? Didn't she get a four-year degree?
Moved halfway across the country.
Did she get a four-year degree?
I don't know.
Okay.
I would imagine if she's still paying off student loans.
She went to school for something.
Mm-hmm.
She took out loans with the idea that she was going to pay them back.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
She didn't think, I'm going to go and take out this all this money to go to this school, and then I'm going to let the government pay it back for me. I'm guessing she wasn't thinking that. At least I certainly hope not, because that would actually put her in a different class of people.
Sure, yeah.
Right. So if she had a certain level of loan debt that she knew had to be repaid, wouldn't it have been smart to find a job that pays more than radio?
You're just saying, you know.
I'm just saying, when you go to school and you know that you're acquiring debt, it's a good idea to have a plan to pay that off once you get out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't care if you're going to college for radio or if you're going to be an engineer or a brain surgeon. It doesn't matter. It's my money.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's not the government's money that's paying off your loan.
The government doesn't have
it's our money.
That's actually called because Biden doesn't have the constitutional authority to do that, first of all. What he did was illegal.
Yeah.
He does not have the authority to do. It's like this. I don't have authority to. You come to me and say, "Oh, my car just broke down again." I say, "Don't worry. I got a key to John Roberts' house. I know where he keeps his money. I'll go in, take some money from him, give it to you. You fix your car." How does that sound?
Yeah,
does that sound like a fair deal to you?
No, just awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I want to know, what if in November, if hopefully pray that we have a different president, and what happens if he says, these people that got these letters, do they now get a letter saying, oh, April Fool's,
right.
Guess what? You still owe a buttload of money.
Absolutely.
You should probably do some more live remotes.
Yeah, that's absolutely what should happen.
Well, the only thing that's just stupid about it too is that, oh, okay, so now your student loans are forgiven, so you have more of a financial cushion. What are you going to do with that? Buy eyelashes,
go clubbing.
Yeah, I mean, go buy some new shoes. Like, you do absolutely nothing.
You're way off base. No, what they're
gonna
do,
he's not. Who we're talking about.
So
I was referring to people in general.
What these people are going to do, they don't have to pay that money back. Now they're going to go buy tents and set them up on campus.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That's what they're going
to do. No, they don't have to buy the tents, because those are provided by Soros.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Soros buys the tents.
And then they can holler death to Americans.
Here's what I want to know. If Soros is buying the tents, if Soros is giving he's paying off the people to go, why doesn't Soros pay off the college loans? Why don't they pay for student loans? If Soros is such a great guy, how come he doesn't do that? Okay.
Well, have you noticed that all the tents are the same color?
Yes, I have. I guess they were on sale. Or when you buy in bulk, as long as you pick just one color, you get the special deal.
Yep.
And they're all trained in the same way too.
But you know, there are some college kids that aren't doing what these schleps are doing. Did you see the one, was it North Carolina or somewhere? A bunch of guys stood around the flagpole because they were trying to pull the American flag down, and they refused to let these protest—is protester the right word?
Terrorists.
They refused to let these terrorists take down the American flag and put whatever flag up that they wanted to. And people are looking out to it. John Rich, country star, offered these guys free concert for what they did.
The people that prevented them from pulling down the good for him.
Yep.
So here's the thing: a terrorist is someone who terrorizes someone else.
Mm-hmm.
These so-called peaceful protesters, if you're going to quote AOC, they're going on college campuses. They are physically blocking Jewish students from going to class, from going to the library, from moving around freely on campus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On the campus that they paid big money to be there.
Yeah.
Why would they not be considered terrorists? They're terrorizing these students. They're telling these students, we want you dead.
Mm-hmm.
Or, we want Israel dead.
Yeah, or these other ones, maybe even if they're not Jewish, blocking off, like, you know, you can maybe still take a class online, but When you're a college kid, a lot of the times, especially if you're in a dorm, you're eating dorm food. You're eating in the cafeteria. They're blocking off the cafeterias. I mean, imagine Columbia University. What do you think it costs there a year tuition? And now they're blocking these kids from going to class, going to eat, going to do anything. That is crap. The colleges won't. They don't have the spine to do anything about it. Hire some gall darn security. Get these terrorists off the campus. But then, you know, somebody pays their tuition, too. So are they going to expel them without, you know, you're no refund? How does that work?
They know already that, especially because of what happened at Columbia last week, that a lot of these people that are there, they're paid protesters.
Oh, sure they are. Yeah.
They're not college students. Mm-hmm. They're there on campus being paid by probably Soros.
Yeah.
And they're agitating these students. I mean, the agitation concept, that's a whole thing that, you know, that's the whole, you know, what's the book? His name escapes me. From the sorry, cut. Let's start over. Can we start the show over? I can't think of the name of the guy who trained Barack Obama. What was that guy's name?
Oh,
he also trained Hillary Clinton. He wrote the book Rules for Radicals. Good grief! Can somebody please text in? My brain is just having I'm having a COVID moment right now. Anyway, he's the one that told
Saul Alinsky.
Saul Alinsky, thank you very much. Yeah, he's the one that said, you know, you've got to create friction if you want to get anything done. And he trains people to agitate other people, and without even knowing why they're being agitated. I saw this interview by this girl a couple of weeks ago, and she's protesting. So why are you? What are you protesting?
What are we doing?
It's something about like Gaza or something, right? Yeah. Well, did the university do something that was against Palestine? I'm not sure.
I just wanted everybody to see my new shirt.
She's asking her friend. So what is it again? So did the university do something? She looks at the interviewer and she literally says, and I'm not kidding, this is a quote. I wish I was more informed.
College kids these days, right?
You can't make this up.
Yeah. They either need to be more informed or they're all a bunch of dope smokers.
They're protesting against Israel in favor of Palestine, but that's all I know. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did or what happened. I talked to a university student here from UND who had no idea what happened on October 2nd, 7th. He had no idea. Did you hear about what happened in Gaza? How they? No. I said, how about, the people that you know, he said, no, they don't know either.
There are a lot of people like that. I just don't think there should be any college students like that.
But the thing is, since the press, the lamestream press, doesn't report the truth on these matters, mm-hmm. and they try to cover up the stuff that doesn't fit their agenda. And so to find that out, either you have to go look for yourself or have to watch Hidden Agenda.
You know, one of the things, too, that I guess I'm a little bit confused on, too, but you ask these kids, I mean, you have that map there, if you could hold that up. Okay, so where's Israel?
The golden part, the yellow part, that's okay. Israel right there.
Where's Palestine? Where's Palestine on that map?
Palestine is it depends on who you ask, doesn't it? Yeah. What the better question is, what is Palestine?
The thing. These college kids, they all think that Gaza is Palestine.
Yeah.
So this is Gaza right here. So we could get into this. I was going to actually give an update on COVID. The COVID thing, but maybe, let's see, do we have time for that? We probably don't have time for that. We'll have to come back to that next week. I'll put all my COVID stuff away, and we'll talk about this. Let me skip ahead in my notes. In 1995, Israel used to look more like this. This is actually, the actual border for Israel should be like this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Fertile Crescent up here, very fertile area. This is a lot of desert. and so this is all Israel here. And in 1995, the Israeli government kicked all the Jewish people out of this area right here. This is Gaza right here.
The Gaza Strip.
That's the Gaza Strip.
Yep.
All the Jews left. They left their businesses. They left their homes. They dug up, the Israeli government dug up graves of Jewish people, and they let the Palestinians, the Arabs, take over Gaza. They gave it all to them. Mm-hmm. They said, you can create your own government there. You can, it's yours.
Yeah.
Okay. That's your area now. It's still part of Israel, but we're going to give it to you as like a nation within a nation. This is actually the two-state solution that so many people have been talking about. Yeah, well, if you just give the Palestinians, and Palestinian, just to be clear, Palestinian is a name that was given, Palestine was a name that was given to this whole area by, as we've talked about before, the Romans, after they kicked the Jews out of their homeland, the land that was given to them by God. The Romans kicked them out, and they renamed it Syria Palestina, which is... Yeah, thank you, Syria. I didn't ask you. Shut up. Who doesn't think that they're listening all the time? So so they kicked them out. They renamed it Syria Palestina, which really means the land of the Philistines. That's what it means. Mm-hmm. The Philistines were the Jews' arch enemies. Goliath was a Philistine. They defeated the Philistines. The Philistines were wiped out, ultimately, because they were the enemies of the Jewish people, and so they ultimately were wiped out. They tried to wipe out the Jews. It went the other way. So they renamed the land of Israel after the Jews' archenemies, the Philistines, and that's where the word Palestine comes from, Palestine, an anglicized form of Palestina. So that's, did they answer, where is Palestine? Well, it's supposedly this area. Prior to 1948, no Arab would call himself or herself a Palestinian. They said, no, they're only Palestinian Jews. That's not our... No, we're Arabs. So, but the whole thing is a propaganda war, and so they... we're Palestine. So, that's Palestine.
So that's kind of what I'm getting at, though. So if I were to look on a map, would it say Palestine?
Depends on the map. Yeah, someone would call this Palestine, but it's actually Israel.
Okay.
And this... So this is... They call this area the West Bank... Right here, this is supposed to be the West Bank, right? Let me ask you, you know how to read a map. If this is the country,
should be the East Bank.
I was going to say, which direction would be west?
That'd
be
this way. Not a bank.
This is the East Bank. It's only the West Bank if you consider this whole area as Palestine.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, when they're out there protesting and they're saying, what are they saying? Chanting like "Free Palestine."
Yeah.
So, where is Israel attacking Palestine?
Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to ask that question because that. So here's what this really is. You know what this really is? What they call the West Bank. I don't call it the West Bank. You know what this really is? This is this area right here. That's where Bethlehem is. There, Samaria is up here, En Gedi. This, I think, is right here. This is Israel.
Yeah.
It's not the West Bank of some other country. This is Israel. This area right here, this little tiny strip in this little tiny strip. Keep in mind, Israel is the size of Philadelphia.
Yeah, right.
So on October 7th of last year, after ruling, they elected the people of Gaza. They're Arabs. They call themselves Palestinians. They elected their own government, and the government that they elected was Hamas. Hamas literally ruled this entire area. And on October 7th, they did this. They came across the border into Israel, and they attacked, and they slaughtered men, women, children, babies. They beheaded babies. Mm-hmm. They burned babies alive. They raped and disemboweled. It's... The horrors that took place on October 7th, and it's not, that didn't really happen. Well, yeah, you know what? Hamas recorded it. They filmed it. They were so proud of themselves, they filmed what they were doing. So the actual footage is available to see what they did. guess what Israel did? Oh, where they said, we're sorry for existing. Thank you so much for beheading our babies and killing our children and raping our women. We're sorry that we caused you this trouble. No, that's not what they did, because no sane person or society responds that way. Here's how they responded. They defended themselves, and then they counterattacked. And they said, here's this little enclave within our country that we gave mm-hmm. to these people. We said, it's yours. You can handle it. You can take care of it. Govern yourselves. Do that. That's we're going to give this whole area to you. And then they turned and they attacked the very people that gave it to them and then allowed them to rule themselves.
Is this considered part of the Holy Land?
Absolutely.
Why is there always wars there and killings and beheadings and things like that? That's really holy. Not really.
The answer to that is that no. The answer to that is a biblical answer, because it's a holy. So the question is it's a biblical question, right? Is this a holy land? Yes. So holy. The question is this: holy to who?
Right. Right.
Yeah. And holy means set apart.
Mm-hmm.
And so this area was set apart by God for His people. God in the Bible calls this the center of the world, calls Jerusalem literally the center of the world. So this is the center of the world. So there's this chanting, right, on these college campuses, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Well, let's just ask, what does that phrase mean exactly? From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. What river and what sea? Oh, by the way, I've heard many people go that news people have gone on campuses to the people that are chanting, oh, which river? which sea?
How many states are in the United States? yeah.
So here's the answer. I'll give the answer. The Jordan River runs from here on this map all the way down to here. This is the Dead Sea.
Mm-hmm.
So the Jordan River terminates here, and that's the river that they're talking about, the Jordan River right there.
Yep.
They could consider it going to here, because even though the Dead Sea, but okay, so that's the Jordan River. This is the Mediterranean Sea right here. And that's the sea they're talking about.
Yep, yep.
So when they say from the river to the sea, that would be this area.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd say, you know, let's just take the rest of it.
Yeah.
And when they say Palestine will be free, what they mean is free of Jews.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that statement means. They want to take all the Jews in this area between this river and this sea and wipe out every single Jewish person alive in that area. There's a name for that. It's called genocide. They're the ones who want genocide, not the Jews. The Jews are defending themselves.
And the thing, these college kids, too, they're just so stupid. I mean,
yeah.
Like, okay.
You could learn more watching TV.
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting there and you're chanting and defending, you know, basically a terrorist organization.
Right.
Oh, yeah, because you're so compassionate. Why don't you take a trip over there?
Yeah, take a trip over there and do any of the things that you do on a normal week over here and see how that goes for you.
Yeah, right. Let's see you do your protests out there with your trash cans and your wooden pallets.
Yeah. It's funny. I have a bottle of water from the Dead Sea in our house. And I was just in the Mediterranean last year. We're going to take a break here. COVID, Israel, Palestinian protests at American college campuses. What's next? We probably won't get to the COVID part, but we will be back right after this on Hidden Agenda.
Hi, I'm Mark Rusted, Grand Forks County Commissioner. Here to encourage District 42 residents who value their conservative principles as I do to vote for Representative Claire Corey for Senate. Claire Corey is your only choice for District 42 Senate. Claire Corey has a proven track record of pro-military, pro-tax relief, and pro-small business. Vote for Claire Corey on June 11th.
This is Claire Corey, and I approve this message, paid for by Claire Corey for Senate.
All right, and we are back on Hidden Agenda. David Waterman with the Midwest Public Health Coalition, myself, and, of course, Paul, the producer, talking about what's going on over there.
Yeah, so put yourself in the position of a Jewish person taking classes on campus, and you hear all these other students on campus chanting, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free."
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee if you're a Jewish student, you know what that means.
Yeah.
Even if the fools who are chanting it don't know what that means. How does that make you feel as a college student on that campus where other students are saying, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free"?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
You should see this phone call from this mom because her son, they wouldn't let him pass because he was Jewish. And they said that the police weren't going to interfere because it was a campus thing. Mm-hmm. It was up to the school. So they weren't intervening. And so the campus cop lady on the phone, she said, "Well, isn't there another entrance that he can use?" And so the mom was like, "With all due respect, why would he have to even try to find another entrance?"
Excuse me. Isn't there another restroom he can use?
Yeah,
isn't there another drinking fountain he can use?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't there another place he can eat?
Sure.
Does that sound familiar?
Ring
to
a
anybody?
Bell? Yeah. Except, you know what? If I was one of those college kids that was just a regular college student and not one of these terrorists, I'd for sure would either have mace, pepper spray, or something with me. And if they got in my face, they would get a full blast. I don't care if they beat the crap out of me after. I'm going to take as many of them down with me as I can.
Oh, no. There are people that are getting the crap beat out of them.
Yeah. Good.
Well,
good.
Not, but most of them are Jewish.
Yeah. And another thing is, too,
So wait a minute. They're Jewish students who are here studying. They're not even necessarily Israeli.
No, a lot of them are Americans.
They're American students. They're being attacked because the nation of Israel responded to this horrific attack by people that they gave the land to.
Yeah.
They said, "Here, you can have this." Guess what? By the way, here's a newsflash. Israel's taking this back. Israel is taking Gaza back. Israel is not going to turn.
Oh, no.
Right?
I agree.
So it's a little bit like, let's say that you own 1,000 acres, and there's some migrants that come in from some other country, and you feel sorry for them, and you say, "Here, you know, I'm going to give you these 20 acres.
Mm-hmm.
You can live here. You can, and I already built houses for you there, and I've got a whole business there going." And they come in and they destroy all that stuff, right? That it's like, "Wow, okay, that's weird." But they, okay, well, anyway, you do whatever you want there. So they're on your 20 acres. And after a few years, they get together, they get themselves knives, they get themselves some guns. And they come and they start killing you and your family.
Yeah, after what you did for them.
After you gave them this property that belongs to you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you'd respond to that?
Yeah.
And then, now, to make matters worse, this is called adding insult to injury, because that's exactly what's happening on every college campus across the country. The people are realizing, "Wow, did you see that? John Roberts is attacking those people, those poor people on his property."
It's,
how does that?
I mean, you just watch this stuff, and it's like what planet do we live on right now? I mean,
right.
It's just and these are Ivy League students.
Yeah, and then like you said too, if you know, like Marie Stewart says, could you compare it to the natives taking back America? They're not taking back anything. Not here anyway.
I can't compare it to the natives taking back America because these are two totally, totally different issues.
Yeah.
They're two totally different issues. They're totally different.
Well, and I think it would be an argument, too, that if the natives were going to try to take back America, but they did it by raping and killing babies and burning babies and, you know, not doing it like a normal army going against another army. No, they're just trying to massacre every single person that they see.
And even like you said, imagine if these college kids or these terrorists were doing this in some other countries, there'd be no questions asked. They'd be killed. Just kill them. Yeah. Shoot them. Get them out of here. So you don't even have to tell any of their family next of kin. Just shoot them and go bury them.
So here's the problem with, I just want to address that taking Native Americans taking back America. So Marie is talking about the indigenous people, right? The Native Americans who were living here before Columbus and the Europeans came here, right? Mm-hmm. The white people came here, right? And she's saying, if I'm understanding correctly, I can't see her text because it's behind me, that the implication is that white people took Native American land, which is not even true because the Native Americans didn't have the concept of land ownership. They were nomads. They traveled across the planet. They didn't have this concept of we own this land. So there were tribes, but there anyway. The reason that idea doesn't hold is because the only people that are native to this land for the last 3,000 years, mm-hmm. is the Jewish people. It's the Jews' land. This land was there before any Arabs set foot on this, the so-called Palestinians. Mm-hmm. Palestine is, that's a new concept. So if these people claim to be, if they're claiming to be Palestinians, the concept of Palestine didn't even come into existence until Rome kicked the Jewish people out of this land. And they did because they had an army. But the land is given to the Jewish people by God. So it's a gift from God. Who owns the world? You tell me. Who owns the whole world?
Everybody.
No, God owns the world.
BlackRock.
Who owns... So whoever owns it has the right to give it to whomever he wants. And God created everything. God owns everything. God said, I'm giving this land to the Jewish people. Period. Look, if you want to fight me on this, I'm not going to fight mm-hmm. you. It says it in Scripture. It's been written down for over 2,000 years. That was the gift from God to the Jewish people. He said, this is your land. Mm-hmm. The Jewish people are the only people that have lived on this land consistently for over 2,000 years, right? Since God gave it to the Jewish people, since the nation of Israel became a nation, that's it. The Arabs came later. So the Arabs are more like the white men who came in, and then now they're saying, oh, that's ours. We want that back. No, it was never yours.
No.
It was never yours. Most of the, in fact, I can't blow this up and stretch it out, but all the Arab land that's around it is massively bigger than Israel. So the Arabs have plenty of land that they can go to. Why do they want to take this land away from Israel? Just by claiming that it was theirs from the beginning. It was never theirs from the beginning. So, Marie, I'm sorry. Your premise is just wrong from the start because this land has always belonged. If you want to make a comparison, Native Americans, white people, America, Israel, then you've got to see the Jewish people as the Native Americans. This is their land.
Yeah, because the natives were here first. I do not agree with the fact that we just pretty much round it. Like you said, they're nomads, a lot of them. But just round them up and say, you're going to live here. Or you're going to live here. I'm not. That was a bunch of crap.
Yeah, right.
I
agree.
But it is kind of like comparing apples to oranges a little bit.
If you want to make the comparison is that you have to compare the American Indians or the mm-hmm. Native Americans to the Jewish people living in Israel. That's the true comparison.
Okay, well, it says, Gene says, Israel isn't interested in taking back Gaza. They want to eliminate Hamas, the terrorists. That's why Israel is compassionate and always forewarning the innocent civilians to get out. But Marie says, you said that they're taking it back.
Said what?
They are taking it back.
Taking back Gaza.
Right.
You said that they are taking back Gaza.
Well, they are. I mean, they're taking control of Gaza. They're rolling in with tanks. I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to now say to the Palestinians here, you can live here again and have this and then get ready to fight against us again? I don't know. I don't know what their the final conclusion is going to be. I mean, that's an issue that's in play. If it were me, I'd say forget it. Mm-hmm. Forget it. Listen. Does anybody here in this room think that Israel, that the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, does not have the military might to just lay waste to all of Gaza?
Oh, they could.
Do they not have the military ability to just go in and flatten the entire thing?
Yeah,
of course they do.
Yeah, they do. They could do it in a day.
They could do it in a day. They could do it in a half a day. But they're not doing that. Why? Is it because they're stupid? Hamas is in Gaza. Are they stupid? Why haven't they done that? Why haven't they just flattened the entire thing? If they are the genocidal, horrible people that they are claimed to be by these wacko leftists on college campuses, why don't they just wipe out Gaza?
Yeah.
Because if they're genocidal, they would do that. They wouldn't even think about it. Why haven't they done it? You know why? Tell me why. Why haven't they done it?
Right.
Let's just think about that for a minute. They've got the ability. They've got the reason, right? They've got the motivation. They watch their babies slaughtered by these butchers. Why wouldn't they just wipe them out? Because they're not genocidal maniacs like the people they're fighting. They're not. It's because they're civilized, rational, decent, compassionate people.
A lot of innocent people would be killed.
That's right. And they know that. And they don't want them to be.
Hostages are still being held and things.
And even if there weren't hostages being held, they want to minimize civilian casualties. Sure. So that's why they just sent in a warning to because they're gonna go into Rafah. And they are. And they've said, listen, they've set up a zone. It's roughly it's hard to see on this map because it's so small. But it's about here. Rafah is here. They're going to go in and attack Rafah because that's they know because they've got intelligence. They know that that's where the IDF the IDF knows that that's where Hamas is. That's where they're hiding, and so they're saying to these 100,000 civilians, they're saying, "Go to this safe zone. We've provided this safe zone for you. There's food there. There's water there. There's shelter there. Go there because we're wiping out Hamas." Because they have to. By the way, do you know, John, just hold that question 1 second. What's the primary purpose of Hamas? What is their stated goal, their reason for existence? What is it? Do you know what it is? It is to destroy Israel. It is to wipe out Israel. It is to engage in a genocidal war against the people of Israel. That's it. That's their whole reason for existing.
So would it be cheaper in the long run to say, all right, you've got till the end of May to get out? Then we're going to come in here and we're going to level the place. Then you people can come back. We'll rebuild. Would it be cheaper to probably do that than to let this war drag on and on and on? Or will it keep dragging on and on and on? Because no matter what, it seems like there's always a war there.
No, it's not going to drag on and on and on because in the pink, this is Egypt. Okay, Egypt is pink. Egypt doesn't want Hamas. Mm-hmm. They don't want them coming in there. In fact, Egypt will give some kind of lip service to, oh, that's too bad what Israel's doing. Privately, and I know this because American intelligence and American military have said, privately, Egypt is hoping and probably praying that Israel completely destroys Hamas.
Sure.
Egypt doesn't want Hamas there. Egypt wants them to go away too. Mm-hmm. So Hamas can't flee into Egypt. They can't escape that way because Egypt's not going to let them. They can't go in through the sea. So Hamas is stuck, right? They're where they are. And they do still have they have at least 100 hostages, whether they're alive or dead. Some of them are American citizens that are being held right now by Hamas.
Yeah.
You notice what a great job Biden is doing in taking care of those American hostages. You notice how the Biden administration is saying, hey, you're going to let those guys out or we're going to come in, we're going to send in SEAL Team 6 and we're going to wipe all of you out and take back our hostages. He's not doing any of that, is he?
Yeah.
Biden's remaining completely silent on the American hostages held by this terrorist organization called Hamas, whose goal and intention is to destroy every Jewish man, woman, and child in the Middle East. And then from there to move on, right? Because as they will tell you, anybody that lives in that area, Israel's called the little Satan and America's called the big Satan.
Yeah. Marie wants to know, so what do you think about the legislation being proposed about anti-Semitism? And I am slacking a little bit. I have not heard about this legislation, I guess. But do you know anything about it, about the legislation being proposed about anti-Semitism?
I heard something about it.
But yeah, I'm not up to snuff, I guess. I'm hoping Marie says more.
There shouldn't be anything necessary. There's... President Trump, while he was in office, and I think this was an executive order, and so Biden, I'm sure, has rescinded it. But when President Trump was in office, by the way, did you know President Trump is anti-Semitic? Because that's what the people that hate him, they said he's anti-Semitic.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they claimed that he's anti-Semitic. Mm-hmm. So this anti-Semitic president signed an executive order that said any college or university that receives federal funding that allows anti-Semitism to go unchecked on their campus will no longer receive federal funding.
Right. Should be that way.
That doesn't sound anti-Semitic to me. Does that sound anti-Semitic to you?
Jeez. Okay, anyway. It's anti-Semitic is what it is. I mean, really.
That's a double negative.
Yeah. But
yes, you're right. Yeah. So, no, college, look, you know what? I don't believe in special treatment for anybody. I believe that you have the same rights that I do. I think
sure.
Jewish students have mm-hmm. the same rights that I do. Arab students should have the same rights
if
as Jewish students.
You are in this country legally.
Legally.
You have the same rights as all of us do.
All American citizens have the same rights. Mm-hmm. There are human rights that we extend to all people, right?
Sure,
so we don't
sure.
believe that just because somebody comes from Colombia, I mean the country, I don't mean the university.
Yeah.
Just because somebody comes from France, from Germany, or from Poland, or from Ireland, or from Czechoslovakia, or Slovakia, or Russia, that they have no human rights. Oh, we're free to rape, pillage, and kill those people. No, there are human rights mm-hmm. that extend to every human being, because every human being is made in the image of God.
Well, the other thing that
But civilian, a student, constitutional rights apply only to U.S. citizens.
Well, the other thing that's so ridiculous about this, too, is, well, okay, so they're out there protesting in support of Palestine. For what? I mean, it's... Yep. Has nothing to do with America, and you just want Biden to like cut off the humanitarian aid, stop supplying weapons, okay? Because I don't see you out there protesting for Ukraine.
Yeah, and it's just another reason for them to get out of class.
I mean, if you're Russian, they are blocking people that are Russian from getting into class.
They are, to use Saul Alinsky's term, yeah. No, so, but Paul, your point goes back to John's earlier question, which is, if this is the Holy Land, how come there's all this fighting going on all the time? Well, I'll tell you why. We can't see it. We can see this fighting. Mm-hmm. We can see the fighting going on in the Ukraine. According to Scripture, there's an unseen realm, it's the spirit realm, where there are battles going on all the time that we do not see. We don't see the spiritual side of life. But I guarantee it is real. I'll try to bring them next time. We don't have time to go into it today. Quotes, famous last words. They're not so famous because they're pushed down. The words of famous atheists on their deathbeds. The words that the people that were atheists as they're dying. You know, it's very interesting. They don't. And we're talking about everybody from Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan in the United States, to Colonel, what's his face? Ingersoll, Robert Ingersoll. Famous atheist, Robert Ingersoll, went around the country proclaiming atheism and telling Christians to shut up and stay in their churches and in their homes and don't bring any of their Christian ideas into the marketplace or into government. When these men were dying, the words that they spoke were horrific and terrifying because they suddenly had a wake-up call. That something was not at all, the reality was not at all what they thought mm-hmm. it was. And they realized they're in deep, 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 irreversible trouble. Okay. So there's a spirit realm, John, is my point. And the battle in the Holy Land, that takes place because there's battle going on in the heavenly realm,
sure.
even as we speak. And so it's going to be here too. At some point, Jesus is going to end all of it. There's going to be a conquering that takes place, that and then there won't be those wars anymore. But he's allowing it to go on for a period of time because there's still people that haven't trusted in him yet who someday will, and they'll be saved and they'll go to heaven. And he wants those people in heaven with him.
So, thank you, Marie. Now I know what it is. It's H.R. 6090, that proposed bill. The bill provides statutory authority for the requirements that the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights take into consideration the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's working definition of anti-Semitism when reviewing or investigating complaints of discrimination based on race, color, or national origin in programs or activities that receive federal financial assistance. According to the IHRA's working definition, anti-Semitism is a certain perception of Jews which may be expressed as hatred toward Jews. Thank you, Marie, for clarifying that for me. Again, I'm slacking a little bit here.
You know what? It's so basically what it's saying is there's the definition of what anti-Semitism is, and should that be when there are these kinds of things happening on college campuses? Should they be considered from this perspective? Yeah, I think that they should, but I think that it's what's more. Look, you know what? If you hate Jews, hey, that's your thing.
Right.
If you want to hate me, that's your thing. You can hate Jews all you want. You can hate Jews all day long. You can hate Israel.
Do it on your own time.
You do it on your own mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. And as long as you don't actually assault anyone who's Jewish because they're Jewish, you can hate Indians.
Yeah, you can.
You can hate women.
Yeah.
You can hate white people. You can hate black people. You can hate whoever you want. I think it's a bad idea. But if you want to hate somebody because of the color of their skin, because of their ethnic heritage, or because of their religion, you can do that. It's a free country. But you cannot commit crimes against those people. That's something you can't do. I don't believe in hate crimes. I don't believe in hate speech. I believe in freedom of speech. I believe that freedom of speech has limits. You can't, you know, forever they've said, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. Right. Why not? Because that will cause great disruption that could lead to harm. So you can't issue speech that's going to cause harm to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you've got to define that because people these days don't know how to think clearly. So someone says, oh, you called me, you said him, and I'm actually a her. And so that's a microaggression or that's a major aggression. And so I'm traumatized by that. No, that, I'm sorry. That speech that harms doesn't fall under the category of somebody who's mentally ill, and just because you're speaking like a rational person, they're offended. That mm-hmm. being offended doesn't qualify for they violated my freedom to be not offended by their speech.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech is required because some speech is offensive. So if a person wants to say Jews are horrible, evil people, they have the right to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody does not have the right to say we should go and kill every Jew in this city. They don't have a right to say that because now they're inciting violence. So freedom of speech should exist,
yep.
but it needs to have limits. But this idea of hate speech or hate thought or hate crimes, that's nonsense. If I hit you over the head with a water bottle or with a beer bottle, that's a crime. It shouldn't matter why I hit you over the head.
Right.
What matters is I hit you over the head, you sustained injuries, I should be charged and, mm-hmm. and prosecuted and pay for that. It doesn't matter why I did it. Oh, I hit John because I just love him so much. Oh, that's a love crime. Oh, well, you only get 5 days for a love crime.
Yeah.
But you get 90 days for a hate crime. That's stupid. I mean, that's right. just stupidity.
And by the way, if you didn't catch it the first time, the IHRA definition is International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. There we go. All right.
You know, the one thing that I really love, though, is when these cops are arresting these students on campus and they pull their mask off.
Yeah.
That just, I just get a kick out of that time.
Yeah, they should pull their mask off.
I mean, there were ones, I think it was at Columbia, where the police broke into the building and started arresting them all. And they're in the building and they're starting to whine and complain saying, you can't arrest us. We have finals next week.
Yeah. Yeah. And why wear a mask? You're the one protesting. What are you hiding? What are you hiding? You don't want, if you really believe in what you're protesting for, why would you hide your face?
Exactly.
It's cowards. They're cowards. They're criminals.
They are cowards.
Terrorists.
Right. That's right.
I can't give enough bad names for them.
Right.
Try pulling that crap around here and see what it gets you.
Yeah. So
try that in a small town.
There you go. We should play that song.
That's a good song. So to recap, Israel gave this land. They gave authority to. They gave the Arabs who call themselves Palestinians the opportunity to run this whole territory, to run it as a free state of their own within the borders of Israel. They did that in 1995. In 2024, because they have, and then those people elected a terrorist government called Hamas, whose sole purpose for existence is to destroy Israel, to kill every male, female, Jewish person in Israel. And then in the world, that's their goal. That is their stated goal. I'm not making that up. That's their stated goal, the utter destruction of the Jewish people. That's their goal. That's genocide, folks. That's what that is. Those same people attacked Israel in the most grotesque and hideous way on October 7th of 2023. And now Israel is pushing back, and they're saying, we're not going to let you do that again. You did it once. You're not going to do it again because we're wiping out Hamas. They didn't say we're wiping out all Arabs in the world. They didn't say we're wiping out all Muslims in the world. They didn't say we're wiping out all Palestinians in the world. They didn't even say we're wiping out. In fact, they set up a place where the Palestinian Arabs that are in Gaza right now can go and be safe and have food and shelter and water while the Israeli army goes and destroys their enemy, the enemy that has said, we're going to destroy. So here's how it is. I'm going to destroy you. I'm Hamas. No, you're not. We're Israel. I'm going to destroy you and wipe out every single one of you. Okay, now it's time to take him out. That's what they're doing. They're taking him out. They're taking him out, and they should take them out.
I think it was the movie, like, Johnny Dangerously or something, but that's like my brother punched me once.
Yeah, I just had visions of Icky dancing in my head there. Sorry,
yeah, I don't know what came over me. So not only are they giving the people that elected this terrorist organization to be the government, not only are they not wiping them out, they're providing shelter and food and safety and water for these people so that Israel can then go and destroy their enemy, which is sworn to destroy them.
Right.
And that's Hamas. So that's what they're doing. How can anybody in their right mind be against Israel if they know the facts?
Yeah. If they know the facts,
how can they? I don't think it's possible unless you just have a rabid and irrational hatred of the Jewish people. In which case I say, man, you know, I can't say God bless you because he won't. Because God made clear over and over and over again through scripture, he who blesses Israel will be blessed and he who curses Israel will be cursed. And there are tons of examples of that throughout the Old Testament.
Right on.
That's the way it is.
One of the things too that, you know, obviously you have to have restrictions on social media, but, you know, all these kids that are on TikTok and everything, you know, screw it. Show them the images of the babies in the ovens and the, you know, the people that were killed over there. Mm-hmm. And just how savage they were,
right?
You know, so they haven't.
But you don't want to offend anybody, though.
I know.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's if people knew the truth. But you know what? There are people who just hate other people. It doesn't matter whether they hate them because they're black.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Or they hate them because they're white.
Mm-hmm.
Or they hate them because they're women. Or they hate them because they're Native Americans. Or they hate them because they're Jews. Or they hate them because there are any number of reasons for hating people. And like I've said on the show before, you know, love is blind, but hate is blind, deaf, and dumb.
Right.
So to hate someone just because of the color of their skin or just because they're the chosen people of God, I think that's a big mistake.
Right. I agree.
And one day you'll find out, you know, because every one of us is going to stand before him one day. That day is coming for all of us. And I don't want to be the one that says, oh, yeah, God, sorry, I hated your people and tried to hurt them.
Right.
Just for no reason except that because they were Jewish or Christian.
Yeah. So Israel-Palestinian protests on American college campuses. What's next? The COVID part, I'm guessing we will we're going to focus on that next week.
We'll try to do that next week. We'll see what happens. I mean, a week is a long time.
Sure it is. Yeah. Who knows what the hell is going to go on in this seven more days from now.
That's right.
All right.
Not me.
Thank you, David, for coming in.
My pleasure.
The map, I think, made a lot of things clearer for a lot of people.
Good.
And if you're in college, hopefully you're not really dumb. Like a lot of you people seem to be. But anyway, Marie Stewart and Jeannie, thank you guys for texting. We're going to be talking again about Marie here in just a minute. But today's Hidden Agenda is brought to you by Redemption Shield.
Have you noticed the ever-alarming 400,000 cell towers that have gone up in the United States alone? How about the electronics that reside in every room of our homes and Wi-Fi that runs 24/7? 5G cell phones are carried in our pockets hours on end. Common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, palpitations, headaches, memory loss, and so much more. Redemption Shield is on the cutting edge of offering products that protect your family from electromagnetic and microwave radiation. Start protecting yourself now. Go to redemptionshield.com and get grounded and shielded today. Use code GFBS and save 10%. Redemptionshield.com.
Yeah, just go to gfbestsource.com at the bottom of the page. Click the shield to order today. Again, thank you, David Waterman with the Midwest Public Health Coalition. Of course, Paul, the producer, with Hidden Agenda today. City Chatter is on at 1 o'clock today. Find out what happened at the Grand Forks City Council meeting last night and more. I will be back tomorrow. And, all right, I'm looking forward to this. I'm going to be talking with Marie Stewart. She's running for Grand Forks City Council in Ward 3. So make sure to tune in and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You never miss a show that way. It dings every time I go on the air. Could be annoying. Could be pretty cool. Hey, the Grand Cities, they are grand. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.